all praise is due to Allah who shall bring this life to its end. All praise is due to Allah, the one who governs the existence in ways we do not comprehend. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is Allah's messenger and friend. This life has a beginning and it has an end. We all are passengers in the voyage of life. And the wise among us are those who live their lives with the end in view. Allah sent many messengers to guide humanity to the proper path. The last of those messengers was Muhammad bin Abdullah, who was born about 1479 years ago. He was commissioned as Allah's messenger at the age of 40. As a messenger, he informed mankind of all kinds of goodness that draw them nearer to Allah, and he warned mankind of all kinds of evil that draw them nearer to perdition. He also extensively spoke about events that will happen in the future, marking their occurrences as signs that the judgment day is coming closer. Now, we live 1438 years after the time when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was first commissioned as Allah's messenger, and we live 1425 years after his migration to Medina. Since that time, many prophecies concerning the sign of the last day have occurred, and some in the process of occurring, and some will occur. Their occurrences provide for many benefits, validate the authenticity of Muhammad as Allah's final messenger to mankind, strengthen the faith of the faithful, guide the misguided, and warn the heedless. In this series, I will address many of those events, insha'Allah ta'ala. Quranic verses, along with authentic prophetic statements, point out the nearness of the hour. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. In Surah Al-Anbiya 31:1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the reckoning of mankind has come nearer to them while they turn away in heedlessness. Pay attention to this statement. The reckoning of mankind has come nearer to them. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qamar, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ. The hour drew near and the moon split. This event happened during the life of Allah's messenger to validate his truthfulness. It says in Sahih al-Bukhari, إِنَّ أَهْلَ مَكَّةَ سَأَلُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنْ يُرِيَهُمْ آيَةً فَأَرَاهُمْ إِنْشِقَاقَ الْقَمَرِ. The people of Mecca requested from Allah's messenger to let them see a sign. So the sign was given to them, and that sign the splitting of the moon. In another narration, also in Sahih al-Bukhari, it says, انشق القمر على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شقين فقال اشهدوا. The moon split at the time of Allah's messenger to two pieces, so he said, testify to that. Another narration, also in Sahih al-Bukhari, it says, انشق القمر فرقتين فرقة فوق الجبل وفرقة دونه فقال اشهدوا. The moon split into two pieces, one next to the mountain and the other one on top of the mountain. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, testify to that. They saw that in their own eyes. That was a sign to them that the messenger who has come to them is a true and a genuine messenger of God. And the sign was given to them based on their own request. But when they saw the sign, they did not believe. They say, he put us under a spell. We need to find out from those who were traveling. So some travelers who were on their way to Mecca saw the moon being split. So when they arrived to Mecca, they reported what they have seen. But those who do not want to believe, no matter what you do to them, they are not going to believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qamar, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ The hour drew near and the moon split. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the hour drew near 1400 years ago. So now, the hour drew nearer than it was 1400 years ago. It's very close. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةُ كَهَاتَيْنِ The time of my arrival and the time of the hour are like these. And he extended his middle and index fingers. The difference in length between the middle and the index fingers similitude the difference in time between the arrival of Allah's Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the hour. I remind you, brothers and sisters, that was 1400 years ago. So now it's much closer. I would like to read to you another hadith related to our subject. عن ابن عمر قال كنا جلوسا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم والشمس على قعيقعان بعد العصر فقال فقال ما أعماركم في أعمار من مضى إلا كما بقي من النهار وفيما مضى منه Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu said, We were sitting with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sun over a mountain named Qu'ayqi'an and that was after Asr. He said, Your time in respect to those who came before you is like that which is left of the day in relation to what has passed. Did you get that? If you want to get a feel of the nearness of the hour, think of a day from Fajr to Asr and from after Asr to Maghrib. The whole life, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this life until it's going to end, is like one day. What has passed from that one day is from Fajr to after Asr. And what is left from that one day is from after Asr until Maghrib. So what is left is much less than what has already passed. But again, remember, that was 1400 years ago. And now what is left is maybe very close to Maghrib. Of course, no one can say, What is left is 500 years, or 200 years, or 100 years. Nobody knows when the hour will happen. But we know for sure what is left until the hour will come is much less than what has already passed. We are at the end of the day. If this life is one day, we are at the end of the day. Maybe what is left is 2 hours till Maghrib. What those 2 hours come to in years, nobody knows because we do not know how much has passed. We know what is left is short period of time relative to what has passed. But again, no one knows the time of the hour. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّا هُوَ فَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَهَا يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيٌّ عَنْهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. In 7187, they ask you about the hour. When will it come to port? Say, knowledge thereof is with my Lord alone. He alone will manifest it at the proper time. It is heavy in the skies and the earth. It will come to you unexpectedly. They ask you as if you are familiar with its time. Say, its knowledge is only with Allah, but most of the people do not know. This verse is very important. This verse tells us the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not know the time of the hour. So if anyone nowadays gives us a calculation and says what is left until the hour is 200 years or 150 years or whatever the number may be, we know for sure that is not true. We cannot believe that. We should not believe in a number, but we should believe that the hour is very near, because what is left is from after Asr until Maghrib. And that was 1400 years ago. So now it's from after Asr until Maghrib. So what is left till Maghrib is only maybe few hours. But we do not know how many years those few hours might be. We know from this ayah that only Allah knows when the hour will happen. Messengers do not know. Prophets do not know. Magicians do not know. Fortune tellers do not know. The shayateen and the jinn do not know. Not even the angels know. Jibreel does not know. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not know. A third point I would like to make that is very important. Jesus sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not know the time of the hour, and we as Muslims know that. But also it says in the Bible that Jesus does not know the time of the hour. Jesus was asked about the time of the hour. He says, only the Father knows. And that is in Matthew 24:36. The importance of that is that Jesus cannot be God. According to Christian theology, Jesus is God. If Jesus is God, He should know the time of the hour, because God knows everything. So if Jesus Himself says that He does not know the time of the hour, that means He is not God. And this point is very clear. The hour comes at a time when there is no reason for people to be given time to live. See, this life that we have is a very precious gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah gives us our life to use it in serving Him, worshipping Him, adoring Him, obeying Him. When all the people do not worship Allah anymore, then the hour will take place. There will be no reason for them to live. It is reported in Sahih Muslim 28:48 that Allah's Messenger said, لا تقوم الساعة إلا على شرار الناس. The hour will occur upon the most evil of people. Before the hour occurs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send nice, gentle winds to retrieve the souls of believers. Allah does not want the believers to go through the hour itself. It's very scary. very difficult. You know, if somebody you know is living in a town and you care for that person and you know this town is going to go through a tremendous hurricane, you send after this person and bring him over to your town in order for him not to go through those difficulties. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send gentle, nice winds to retrieve the souls of believers before the hour occurs. And after all believers die, and those who are the most evil of people left alive, the hour will take place. And what is very interesting, that it says also in Sahih Muslim 28:98, تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ وَالرُّومُ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ. The hour will happen when the Romans are the majority of people. Who are the Romans? The Romans are the descendant of Al-Is. We know the Prophet of Allah, Ishaq, has two sons, Ya'qub and Al-Is. In English, Isa. The descendants of Isa are the Romans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Romans in Surah Ar-Rum the following ayah. غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين. The Romans were defeated at the nearer part of the earth and they are going to be victorious in a number of years. So the Romans who were then an empire, the Roman Empire, those Romans are going to continue throughout time to exist. At the end of time, when the hour happens, the Romans will be the majority of the people. Which tells us at that time, the Romans will be the most evil of people, because the hour will happen upon the most evil of people. The hour happens unexpectedly, as I read to you, in the surah, لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة. It will come to you unexpectedly. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Zukhruf, ayah number 66, هل ينظرون إلا الساعة أن تأتيهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون. In Surah Al-Zukhruf, 43:66, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are they waiting for the hour to come upon them suddenly while they are senseless? Pay attention to this. While they are senseless, the hour happens to them. The hour happens to them in a sudden fashion, without any indications that might warn them about some drastic change to the universe is about to happen. As you know, when the hour happens, drastic changes to the universe will come along with it. The sky will split asunder. The stars will go out of their orbits. The mountains will explode. The seas will overflow. Before that happens, there will be no indications that any major changes will happen. I would like to read to you this hadith that gives you a snapshot at the conditions of the people when the hour will happen. It's a beautiful hadith. It gives you, as a believer today, a snapshot of what is going to be going on exactly before the hour happens. You can see it in your own mind eye. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ وَالرَّجُلُ يَحْلِبُ اللِّقْحَ فَمَا يَصِلُ الْإِنَاءُ إِلَى فِيهِ حَتَّى تَقُومُ وَالرَّجُلَانِ يَتَبَايَعَانِ الثَّوْبَ فَمَا يَتَبَايَعَانِهِ حَتَّى تَقُومُ وَالرَّجُلُ يَلِطُ فِي حَوْضِهِ فَمَا يَصْدُرُ حَتَّى تَقُومُ. This hadith narrated by Muslim 29:54, it says, the hour occurs while a man is milking his she-camel. The cup will not reach his mouth when the hour occurs. The hour occurs while a man is buying a garment from another. The deal will not be over when the hour occurs. The hour occurs while a man is fixing the drinking pool of his herd. The instant he leaves, the hour occurs. This hadith tells us when the hour happens, people would not be alarmed to stop their business in anticipation to what will happen. A man will be fixing the drinking pool of his herd. Another man will be milking his she camel and raising the cup to drink. And a man will be buying a garment from another man, you know, asking him for the price, try to negotiate with him a bargain. People going their lives the way that is very normal. That is a snapshot of what will be going on before the hour happens. And all of a sudden, the hour happens suddenly, unexpectedly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring this universe to its end. All praise is due to Allah who will bring this universe, this existence to its end to start the judgment day. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, we continue with the signs of the hour in future sessions. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد